You know, we have lots of opportunities, you know, today, especially in the second half. I think we should finish our chances, but you know, the goalkeeper did a pretty good save, you know, in the second half, and he kind of denied one of our opportunities. So, you know, it's congratulations to him. He did a good game, but you know, it's better to come back with 1 point from San Jose than nothing. So we are going to keep the positive, but of course, you know, we are a little bit disappointed because we wanted to come back with a win from San Jose.
You started as a forward tonight, and I know that there's been some things said lately about you playing up top. And so, what was it like to be up there tonight?
No, you know, I like it. You know, I try every time to you know, switch from different position. It's you know, something I know how to do it. And you know, to play away, it's not always easy. You know, we try to put pressure, and I think we did a pretty good job. We created lots of chances. You know, we didn't really stay in the back and you know, wait for them. We were more you know, the team who attacks than them. So it was good. But you know, I'm still continuing to progress, and I hope it's a good week.
I know that you've gotten more accustomed to playing with Carlos Ruiz, and sometimes in this weekend when he didn't make the trip, when Peter wanted to give him a weekend off. Is it different playing with Danny than playing with Carlos, or are they becoming? Is it becoming similar for you?
No, you know, it's a bit different. You know, they're not the same type of player. Danny is more like, you know, taking the space, and Carlos more holds the ball on top. You know, do less runs, so it's more like playing off him. But you know, it's just a process of every day to work with each other and make the best of our offense.
Is it different? I mean, you guys play in front of 18,000 people at a packed stadium every week, and it's a big stadium too, relative to a place like this. Is it different to come to a stadium in MLS where the crowds are nuts? I mean, obviously this isn't the only stadium that's like that, but to come to one of the places in the league where the crowds are not as intense?
You know, but of course it's different because we don't have, you know, 18,000 people behind us, so you know, it's a little bit different, of course. But you know, when after we came here, we don't really think about people in the stand. We think more about, you know, winning the game, and especially when you know, come on the West Coast, it's kind of different because, you know, with the time difference, you know, we just have one day from here, so to, you know, take the time and play, you know, as late as 7:30 p.m. it's kind of 10:30 for us. So it's just, you know, find the rhythm quickly in the game, and after we did that, it just wins the game. We don't really think about the fans.
I know you guys had a few fans though, the Union fans in the stands tonight. Did you see them on the way out?
Or? Yeah, of course. You know, we can always hear them. You know, always. It's great to have fans everywhere in the states. So it's nice, and like I said, we can hear them every time we come on the field, and they're always cheering for us. So it's very nice.
Thank you.